Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy show. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois, as I do every second Saturday of the month at 2 p.m. Central Time. Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy is an interactive live internet talk radio show that focuses on how to take advantage of the opportunities that life sends your way. The program explores obstacles overcome by ordinary people with extraordinary results and what inspires or motivates them to take possible positive actions that make their dreams a reality. I know a little about this myself, as I've had 10 careers. My first career after arriving in the United States from Jamaica was as a fashion model. Then I was a singer on the MCA label, corporate consultant for Accenture, and today I'm a professional speaker, trainer, author of 5 books and 3 blogs, certified professional coach, leadership and confidence coach for Forbes Coaches Council, and radio show host. Let us set the tone for today's show. Oprah Winfrey said, create the highest, grandest vision possible for your life because you become what you believe.
Today's show is brought to you by JAD Communications International. They specialize in personal development, coaching, and training. JAD Communications focuses on improving communications, managing people and expectations, increasing interpersonal skills, promoting respectful communications, and conflict resolution. Visit them online at www.jadcommunications.com and use the contact page to request more information.
We have a fantastic show for you today. Joining us today will be Dr. Crystal Green, who will be taking your calls and questions. So be sure to call us at 646-381-4198. And by the way, if you are listening online or you decide to give us a call, please mute your computer first. Today's show is titled, Creating a Spiritual Vision Board as a Visual Form of Prayer. Vision boards have become very popular in the past few years with the release of the book, The Secret. Vision boards are based on the law of attraction, and the only problem is that many people are not getting the results they expected. How do you create a spiritual vision board? You use a 4-step process that can be used as a visual form of prayer that not only adds another dimension to your prayer experience, but also engages your spirit and enlightens your soul in helping you create the life of your dreams. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, and if you like the show, you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Our guest today is the author of the best-selling book, Visual Prayer, How to Create a Spiritual Vision Board. She will discuss the following points, how to use images, affirmations, and mantras for creating your spiritual vision board, biblical principles that strengthen your beliefs, and why engaging your spirit in creating the life of your dream is possible. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Dr. Crystal Green is the author, as I said several times already, I'm going to say it again though, author of the number one best-selling book, Visual Prayer, How to Create a Spiritual Vision Board, and has co-authored other inspirational books such as Mosaic Cross, Spirit of the Poet, and Miracles. Another book Dr. Green also authored is the popular dietary lifestyle book, How to Be Schoolgirl Skinny, I love that title, which was featured in Diets in Review and Today's Charlotte Woman. If not teaching at one of 2 different colleges in the Charlotte area, you can find her at her consulting firm, Dr. Chris, the Dream Life Doctor, helping clients in their journey to improve their health, wellness, and spirituality. And I'd like to say thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Chris. I am really excited about interviewing you because I live my life by the law of attraction, and I do create visions of the possibilities and expectations for the life that I live. So I'm really looking forward to learning about creating a spiritual vision board, which is a new thing for me, a spiritual vision board, and looking forward to knowing what is this 4-step process that can be used as a visual form of prayer. Welcome, Dr. Chris.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. And I'm thankful that I can be able to share with all of your listeners the easy 4-step process and hopefully help them to be able to create the life that they dream of.
So I'm going to begin by asking you something that I'm sure everybody who's listening or who will download this later on is wondering. What are the differences between a spiritual vision board versus a regular vision board?
Well, when I first started creating vision boards, it was based on, as you already mentioned, the popular book, The Secret. I actually watched the movie. And when I watched the movie, it was so enlightening, and it provided a lot of information. And there is a segment in the movie that talks about vision boards. So I would say it was probably about a year after I watched the movie that I decided to create one myself. And to my surprise, it didn't work. I did everything that I believed I was supposed to do. I kind of followed the instructions that was, you know, talked about or provided in the movie, but it didn't work. So then I decided to get the book by author Joyce Schwartz on the vision board, who also really supports the law of attraction. And her book is really insightful, but as I was reading through it and as I continued to watch the movie The Secret over and over and over again, something resonated in my spirit. And what resonated is when you think about acts, believe, and you will receive, I mean, that's a biblical principle. So there are several biblical principles that are encompassed in the idea of the law of attraction. And it wasn't until I recognized and accepted those biblical principles and then created a vision board based on the spiritual aspects instead of just, you know, the law of attraction, that things really began to take shape for me. And I have to tell you, I've probably created maybe four or five vision boards, and to this date, everything that I have placed on the board, acknowledging the spiritual aspects, has come true.
Everything has come true.
Everything, everything.
Are you thinking outside the box? Are you thinking big enough, Dr. Chris?
Well, I would say so, because there are a lot of things that are pretty challenging. And when I say challenging, you know that it's not something that you can accomplish yourself. Or perhaps it's something that involves other people. So, for example, right before the show I shared with you, I had a recent name change. I got married on March the 26th, and I'm 52. My husband is 54. And
your husband
is
54? And it's
54.
Your first marriage for both of you?
For both of us. So
wow.
When you think about that, I mean, that's a long time coming. However, even though neither one of us are perfect, I know that he is the perfect person for me, and I'm so thankful. And even though it's taken this, you know, this amount of time, I recognize that God really had a hand in putting us together. So it's funny, when you do things according to and aligned with God's will for your life, it can be so much more fulfilling and satisfying than when you, I guess, kind of manipulate things and you work in your own timing. So I guess to go back to that original question, what is the difference? That spiritual aspect is using God's principles, relying on his promises, and knowing that when you align yourself to your spirit and to God's life, God's purpose for your life, all of the things that you desire, if it is his will, you know, he will bless you. And I am definitely a person who has been blessed and very thankful for all of my blessings.
Great answer. Why is belief so important for manifesting your goals?
Well, belief is faith. So you say the word believe when, you know, act, believe, and receive, but initially it's faith. And we know that faith can be as small as a mustard seed. However, to the extent of which we actually believe and rely on God and his promises, and even though he doesn't need reminders, you know, if you remind him that we are aware of his promises, we're believing that those things that we have asked for will actually come into fruition or existence. So the belief aspect is so important because we directly connect it and tie it to faith. And without faith, how can we really call ourselves followers of Christ or Christians or believers? So it's a huge aspect in being able to obtain, you know, the things that you desire, the things that you want, whatever it is that you're praying for.
Thank you. How do the biblical principles play a part in the creation of the spiritual vision board?
Well, I've already spoke a lot about ask, believe, and receive. However, one of the most important biblical principles is, or scriptures, is taken from Habakkuk 2:2, which very simply says, write down your vision, make it plain, clear and plain upon tablets so that you can run and read it. So when we think about identifying with the prophet Habakkuk, who simply asked God a question, and God's response was, write down your vision, make it clear and plain. So when we write down whatever our vision board is, whatever our vision is, when we're very clear, when we give specifics, when we use images, and include that in the spiritual development process, then God knows, you know, what it is that we desire. So it's easier for us, it's easier for Him to give us what we want based on the fact that we have made it absolutely crystal clear, if I can say that, crystal clear of our intentions. And God is a gentleman, so He's only going to give us what we ask for. He's not going to throw anything on us that we don't want.
Absolutely.
So we have to be very, very clear, and that's where that whole imagery and using pictures and being specific with our desires come into play.
I know exactly what you mean because I am living it right this moment. I was living in a high-rise in downtown Chicago, and I decided that it was too noisy. I wanted a quieter life. I wanted something different. I didn't want to be a renter anymore. And I did have a vision, and my vision was of a house in the suburbs, you know, and I was very specific about how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms, you know, exactly what I wanted, including going all the way to saying I wanted a backyard with a fence for my dog and things like that. And I tell you, I went looking for a house, and within about, and I had been defining that for about a year or so, you know, what do I want? And I'd run back to my little list and write it down. Oh, it's got to have a washer and dryer, stuff like that. And so then I finally, after looking at a lot of houses, I walked into this one house and I immediately said, this is my house, and claimed it because I knew it was exactly what I defined. I mean, to a T. The only thing is the backyard is, I didn't specifically define the backyard. So it's an acre, which is a big backyard. Right? But the whole thing is fenced, and I went, oh, man, he gave me exactly what I said. I should have been more specific, you know, about how much I can mow the backyard. But I'm not complaining. I'm saying all of that with gratitude because I sit here in this office that may be a little echoey because I'm still unpacking boxes, but it's in a house I manifested through a vision that I specifically requested, and like you said, whatever you specifically say, that's what you're going to get. And I got it. So I'm here.
Yeah, and I like how you used the word claim, and that's actually the third step, receiving. So a lot of people aren't really comfortable with taking what God has blessed you with, but you didn't have a problem with that. You claimed it as yours because you already knew these are specifically the aspects of the house that you were looking for.
It's exactly what I defined. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we went to things like the clothing, it was like, oh, any obstacles that come your way, don't you even think about it. I'm just going to remove them. They're out of the way. And, you know, and I just kept saying, thanks again. Thank you. With gratitude.
I'm grateful.
Thank you very much. And here I sit in the house. Now it's just, you know, getting ready for the next part of my next vision. So let me ask you, why is engaging your spirit in the creation process so important?
So your spirit, I actually like to call the spirit a internal GPS. It acts as a guide. So the spirit is the Holy Spirit, and God has blessed us with that third trinity, with the Holy Spirit, and our ability to connect to the spirit, use it as far as intuition, use it as a guide, use it to be able to, again, you're aligning with God's purpose, and his purpose ultimately becomes your will. But we don't understand that until we connect the dots and have our spirit aligned and connected with him. So it's part of that intimacy, that relationship that you're building with God that develops more and more over time because you are able to really raise your spirit to another level. And the more that he challenges you, the more that you desire him and you want to be a part of him and a part of his will for your life, the more in tune you will become with his desires being your desires and really enriching and enlightening your spirit.
Fantastic. Let me ask you this. Why do you call the spiritual vision board a form of visual prayer? I like that. Why do you call it that?
Well, the board itself, the vision board itself, again, it is based on the law of attraction. But the difference with spiritual aspect is you're using it to pray to God. So usually when we think about prayer is done in a verbal sense. You know, you're verbally communicating your desires, your gratitude, your thankfulness to God. Everything that most of us do when we get on our knees or when we're just communicating throughout the day is verbal. But God did not make us to be one-dimensional creatures. He did not make us to only use our mouth and our mind and our thoughts to communicate with him. He also gave us sight and being able to use our sight as a strong sense of communication. So when we use the images and we take our vision and turn those visions into a pictorial form and place them on a board, it's a constant visual reminder of all the things that we are asking for, all the things that we would like to develop in our life. The more we look at it, the more we meditate on it, we begin to pray about it. So it's just a natural evolution. So it becomes a visual form of prayer because those pictorial images on our vision board is connecting to God in a form of prayer.
Let me ask you this. Does it have to be a physical one? Because, for example, I have on my phone a vision board from Hay House, right? And so it's an electronic vision board. And I'm finding, you know, I'm wondering, is it as good? Can it be an electronic one? I mean, mine happens to be Hay House, but there are many other electronic versions of a vision board. Does it have to be a physical piece of paper type thing that you cut out of the book and you put it on a cork board or whatever, or does it matter at all?
No, that's a really good question. And other people who create their spiritual board has asked the same question. I have two different versions. I have a, what I say, a technology version, which I use PowerPoint. And the PowerPoint is, it's cleaner because you just gather pictures from the internet, you copy and paste them into PowerPoint, and then you can save the PowerPoint at the end when you've gathered all of your images and created your mantra and your affirmations. You can save that into a JPEG so it becomes a picture. So then you have this one live technology version, which in my opinion, because it's neater and cleaner, you're not cutting out pictures, you're not gluing those pictures and images and everything down. It's very clean. However, with the physical spiritual vision board, because it takes a little bit more time and because you are engaging your hands in the process instead of just cutting and pasting into a PowerPoint or however other people might do technology. I've seen some on Instagram and some on Pinterest. But that physical version, I have a tendency to gravitate to more. As I'm speaking to you, I'm looking at it. It's on the wall above my desk in my office. And the idea is that you need to have frequent contact with it. And honestly, I have more contact with the physical one because it is in my office and I spend so much time here than I do with the technology version. So, like I said, you could take a picture of it. You can put it on your phone. You can carry it around with you. And maybe some people would be used to looking at it if they actually had it on their phone. But like I said, I spend so much time in my office. It's just really easy to look at it. And plus, in my mind, there's more of a connection when you use your hands to create and develop. You have more of a sense of the spirit guiding you to what are those images that you're gathering from the magazine. What are those images, the affirmation statements that you can create based on those images? It takes more time, and you have more of an intention when you are creating something physically with your hands than using technology, which is the easy way out, so to speak.
Yeah.
But both are good. Both are good.
Both are good.
Yeah.
Just do one.
Just do one. Whatever works. And in the back of my book, I do have examples of both versions. So there was a graphic illustrator who helped me to create Photoshop versions because that was their area of expertise. So, like I said, you can use either way. Some of the vision board coaches, their clients actually use the magazines where they're cutting out images.
I know.
It really depends. Yeah, it depends on the individual. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you mentioned affirmations several times. Why do you also use affirmations and mantras apart from the visual images on the spiritual vision board?
Well, again, when you think about prayer is, for the most part, is verbal, even though the spiritual aspect is including the visual. The affirmations and the mantras are the verbal aspect that you can connect to your visual imagery. So, for example, with affirmations usually start off with an I am, or I believe, I will, I do, I have. And if you state it in a way that you're already possessing the desires of your heart, then what happens is subliminally your mind will connect with, all right, I already have that house. I already have that car. I already have that dream job that I've been praying for because I said I am, or I have. And I am is in all of these affirmations are taken from the Bible. When you go to that particular chapter in my book, there are Bible references that talks about I am, and probably the most popular one is when God shared with Moses, I am that I am. And we are, I am, or we are God, reflection. So we're saying as a reflection of God, I can be all that he has created me to be.
Oh, very powerful.
Now, those are the affirmations. As far as the mantras are sort of like your calling card. It is a word, or it can be a phrase. It's a power statement of how you see yourself in the future or how you would like to transform yourself. So, for example, one of my mantras on my vision board is be strong and of good courage. And that's also taken from the Bible. But when we think about how fear can paralyze us or put us in a situation where we feel uncomfortable or we're not ready to face our fear, God reminds us to always be strong, be of good courage. He's there with us. So you're creating a mantra statement based on the negative, but you're turning that negative into a positive and how you can put your best foot forward. And again, be all that He has created you to be.
Thank you. How do you use the spiritual vision board in your life? I'd love to hear that.
Well, like I said, most recently, the best thing that God has blessed me with is my husband, Randy. So we were married March the 26th, so the day before Easter of, this year, so just a few weeks ago. And that has been absolutely the best blessing. And there are several things that God has blessed me with. For example, my PhD and trying to complete the program was a struggle. So in 2010, I graduated with my doctorate degree.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I've always wanted to be a professor, so now God is blessing me to teach at two different colleges in the Charlotte area, and I've been teaching since the year 2000, so 16 years
Wow.
on the college level. Yes, yes, and I know some of your listeners might be thinking, well, she wasn't creating the vision board back then. Well, no, I was not. However, I used the same principles that I apply with a vision board to my simple requests back then. The difference is now I can actually see them. I can focus and meditate on them more because of the spiritual vision board process. So at the beginning of the book, I actually talk about the car that I'm currently driving, which is a Celica. And I've had the Celica, the Celica is a 1996 Celica, so it's pretty old. But I'm thankful because this car is the specific, exact car that I wanted, down to the color, the
Wow.
Spoiler in the back, the sunroof.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it has everything that I requested. And now I'm asking for a Lexus. So I'm just waiting for the time that God will bless me with, actually, the top-of-the-line Toyota, because when we think about a Lexus, that's what it is. But Toyota has been good to me. I know it's not American-made, and some people might be offended with that. But that is the desire of my heart. And I'm thankful for the Celica, and I'm even more thankful for the Lexus that he will bless me with.
Those are wonderful results. What other results?
Yes.
What other results have you experienced in your own life? I know I've experienced a lot in my own life from, I wasn't using a spiritual vision board, but I do start my day every day by meditating. And
mm-hmm.
I have various mantras and affirmations that I have on my phone that ping me like every 2 hours or at specific times of the day, like at 9 a.m. and at 10 a.m. and at 8 a.m. and at 2 p.m. and stuff like that. Every single day, it seems excessive, but it is not, because regardless of how the day is going, the results that I've experienced by using those affirmations and getting pinged is I'm thinking positive, powerful thoughts all day, during my entire day. So even if something negative has occurred, right, or a disappointment has reared its ugly head, one of those pings will reaffirm my strength and my beliefs and help me turn the corner back into it's all going to be fine. It's going to be a fantastic day today. So what other results have you experienced in your own life using that spiritual
vision? Well, I have to give credit when you talk about or when you just mentioned the idea of emotions and feelings. So initially when I first watched The Secret, the movie, it talked about how your feelings have and your emotions have a lot of control, or the way that you can control your emotions and feelings have a lot to do with the rest of your day or the rest of your life. And being able to recognize it in the moment, as soon as something negative occurs, how you can change your emotions. So even though you might stump your toe out of bed, or you might break a dish while you're fixing breakfast, how can you in that moment be aware and then intentionally change your thought process to make it a positive? So I would say one of the most important things that I've learned is how to grab hold of my emotions in the moment and to stay positive, to know that God has my back regardless of what happens. He's always looking out for me. A good example is, and this actually happened to a friend of mine. They were late leaving, and they were on their way to work, and they couldn't find their keys, and they were late. And the more they looked, the more they couldn't find it. Well, lo and behold, they just turned up miraculously, and they were on their way to work. And on their way to work, their normal route, they realized there was an accident. And it was a fatal accident. So that person could have, if they would have left on time, if they couldn't have found their keys, that person could have, you know, been a part of that accident. So when I say you, regardless of what's happening or occurring in that moment, you need to be thankful not for what happened, but be thankful for how it has evolved. And that's what I mean by God having your back. He loves us. As his children, he's trying to protect us. Little things like that might be annoying, but that annoyance could have, you know, just saved your life.
Oh yeah, I have a perfect example of that. When I was a little girl in Jamaica, right? I remember that we're Catholic, and the Catholic Church was having a Easter or something like that event, and my grandmother wanted to go to that event with all of her heart, but she kept running around trying to get her hair done. And she was like, I'm not going unless I get my hair done, right? And so what happened was she never could get her hair done because everybody else was also going to the event and all the salons were completely booked. So she did not go. The next morning she awoke to what I would call wailing in the streets. And what happened was, the train that was taking people to the event, there was a derailment, and many of the people who were going to that event were maimed or lost their lives or whatever. And I never forgot that, even though I was a little girl, because I was like, that was not her fate. I mean, a simple thing like, you're not going to get your hair done and you're not going, you know, and she, being my grandmother, was old in her older years, because she was a grandmother and might not have fared that well in a train derailment, like possibly, let's say, a younger person might have been able to do something, you know. Sometimes he's looking out for you, just like you said with your friends in that accident. And so you just say, okay, maybe there's something I'm supposed to learn, or something you're trying to show me, or something you're trying to protect me about, so I'll just accept it. And then often when you get down the road and you see the accident or whatever, you know, you're filled with gratitude now, because now you realize why you couldn't find those doggone keys.
You know, and it just goes to show you that We don't know his plans. He knows his plans, but we don't. And once we acknowledge that we have no idea what we're doing, and he has his protective hedge over us, and he just wants to love on us and take care of us and protect us. And you see situations like this, and you can't help but be filled with gratitude and joy because you know he had your back. You know, he had your back, and he loved you, and he is protecting you.
And he protected you.
Situation. Yeah.
Absolutely. I got another question for you.
Okay.
You've written more than one book. So what inspired you to focus on vision boards in this particular book?
Well, I started doing quite a few workshops on spiritual vision boards. And the more that I started to do the workshops, the more people were happy and positive about the results. And it just seems like it was a natural progress, going from the workshops to more and more workshops, to meet more and more people asking questions, how can I learn more, how can I do more, to having a desire to help as many people that I can, because I know I can't be all over the world or all across this country. And it seems that people are frustrated. They're hurting.
And
they need relief. They need to realize how much God loves them and how much God would love to bless them and make them happy. So knowing that and just following the direction from God, because he placed it on my heart to be able to do something to help his people. And I'm really hoping that the visual prayer is not just warmly received, but it gets to all of the hands of the people who need it most, people who know that through God's principles and his promises that they could be a co-creator in their life and they can actually turn their miserable or their frustrated life around for the good. One of the things that I specifically asked God for, and this is on my vision board now, and I'm looking at it.
I'm getting a lot of staticky sound.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Is that better?
Yes.
One of the things that God asked me or led me to place on my vision board most recently was to enlarge the territory of my service for him. So once I placed that on the board, and I continue to pray about it constantly because I want to be able to help as many people as possible with turning their life around and using the spiritual vision board as a tool to be able to just live a more fulfilling life.
Well, tell me again. I know you probably told me already, but why spiritual? Why not just a vision board? I think my second question to you is, you know, what's the difference? But why spiritual?
Well, spiritual. Spiritual has a lot to do with the biblical principles and promises of God. So when you compare it to a regular vision board to a spiritual vision board, the vision board is just act, believe, and receive. That's it. It's not acknowledging that when we first have been introduced to act, believe, and receive, it's through the Bible, it's through Matthew. So clearly, if we give credit to where credit is due, that it is part of a biblical principle. You ask God, you believe and have faith that you will receive it, and he will bless you, the desires of your heart. And I'm not saying that there hasn't been people that have not successfully received their request through the vision board process. But what I am saying is that there's another level to the intimacy that you could have with God. And when you acknowledge that intimacy, when you start to build a relationship with him, when you use those principles that he has already spelled out in a Bible and then apply it to your life, then those promises are going to be more fulfilling. They're going to be more than you would have ever have asked for or ever even imagined could be, because you have included him in the process. And I know a lot of people use the word universe or source, and that's fine for them, but I have to acknowledge who my source is, and my source is God. And everything that I have received, all that is good has come from him. And for I just kind of believe that until we acknowledge that fully, and when we connect with him and put him first in everything, then that spiritual vision board is going to, and the results of that spiritual vision board is going to be so much more than what we could have ever received from just the traditional vision board process.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that different people have different ways of calling the spirit, you know, because some people, when they think spiritual, they do think the universe. They don't think God. And do you think it makes a difference? I mean, is it not all the same?
Well, I think it makes a difference, but I also believe that, God loves us enough that he will meet us where we are. So as long as we're acknowledging him, regardless of the name, how are you acknowledging him? Now, if you don't acknowledge him, how can he fulfill the promises that you've asked for? Because you're not even giving him any credit. So some people might use the word God. Some people might use another word. But how is source and universe fitting with our Holy Father? So that's a question that I cannot answer. All I can tell you is for sure that I know who my Father is. And I know what he has done for me. And I have testimony after testimony after testimony. Now, I'm certain that there are other people who have received success through the law of attraction and through simply using the vision board process. But at the beginning of the show, I told you I did it, and it did not work for me.
For you,
I believe that it didn't work because God, I was born and raised in the church. So I have grown up through Baptist churches, through Catholic churches, and I have always acknowledged him. And that is what his expectation is for me to continue to acknowledge him.
Okay, so what is the number one reason why people need to create a spiritual vision board? The number one reason?
I would say the number one reason is to completely change their life around through whatever frustrations, disappointments, situations in life that they know can be different, but they don't know how it can be different. Once they start acknowledging that a spiritual vision board has all of the answers, whatever the question may be, health, prosperity, relationships, because I'm saying all of those things, and those are all the things that God has blessed me with, career, so monetary value, whatever your want is, whatever your want is, it can be fulfilled. It can be satisfied. So it's on you to do something about it. It's on you to release those frustrations and take the next step, and that next step is a spiritual vision board.
Yeah, and you know, I have found that even if you're one of those people that you go, oh, it doesn't work, it didn't work for me, or whatever, When you go, okay, I'm going to create the spiritual vision board, and you create it, after the first success, you are a believer, and you will make your dreams bigger and bigger, you know.
Yeah, and that's a part of that journey that we're going through. So, as small as your initial prayer could be, and once you receive that, and you say, yes, you have this great feeling of hope, and that faith works.
Because it was successful,
Yes, and you can go on to the next thing, and then the next thing. So, yeah, you're absolutely right about that. And it's just a part of our growing process. So our faith in him is just becoming larger and larger. And I don't like to use the word test, but it's almost as if we're considering how big can we dream?
Yes.
And will we actually receive that dream fulfilled through God?
Yeah, and you know, that's why I started with that quotation from Oprah Winfrey. She says, create the highest, grandest vision possible, because you become what you believe. And if you believe, you will receive. That's how it works.
And look at Oprah. would you look at Oprah?
Talk about a grand dream.
Yes. She is a great example of the success that you can become through believing in God. And we know that she's a Christian. Well, she actually had the authors of the vision board on her show. So that's how I was introduced to it, through the Oprah Winfrey Show.
Oh, how wonderful. That's fantastic. So mm-hmm. where can people find your book, by the way? I mean, how do they get a copy of your book?
Well, my book is both in digital form, so it's an e-book, and it's also a paperback on Amazon, so Amazon.com.
Okay.
So it's very easy to find. Just go to Amazon and type in visual prayer, and my book will come up. And like I said, you can purchase any format.
Okay. Do you have any final comments for our listeners?
Yes. Well, first of all, let me tell the listeners where they can get a hold of me if they're interested. I am on all social media, so Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and my connection is on all social media, Ask Dr. Chris, AskDrCris, and that is also where you can find me on my website, AskDrChris.com. Chris.com.
No H, just C-R-I-S.
No H, C-R-I-S.
Okay. Yeah, that's important,
but,
you know. Because I'll tell you why, because I tried to find your website and could not. And I think it's mm-hmm. because I put the H in there.
H in there.
It's
a lot of people do that.
C-R-I-S. There you are.
Yes. No H.
Okay. All right. That's very, very important. Now, what would you say as a closer to people who are listening and going, all right, I'm going to get the book, but I want to hear some words from you to help me get started on my journey here to creating my spiritual vision board?
Well, let me just say that I know that life can be frustrating, and I know that life can be full of disappointment. I don't know anyone who has not experienced some level of frustration or disappointment, or have even probably been depressed at times. But the key is recognizing that you have the power to change your life. You can be a co-creator of your life with God and using God's principles. So as his children, he loves us. He loves us so much that he wants to make sure and ensure that we're always happy. But we have to do our part, and part of doing our part is acknowledging him, recognizing him, and knowing that our prayer experience can be enhanced through the visual aspect of prayer. And that visual aspect is creating a spiritual vision board.
Excellent. Thank you, Dr. Chris, for an inspirational and enlightening interview. And my thanks to all of you for joining us today. for the Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy show. Join us again next month on the second Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Until then, let me leave you with this final thought. Turn I wish into I will. Create a vision that makes you want to jump out of bed in the morning. You are the masterpiece of your own life. You are the Michelangelo of your own life. The David that you are sculpting is you. There are no limitations to the mind except those that we acknowledge and put there ourselves. Both poverty and riches are the offspring of your thoughts. So create your spiritual vision board and bring it to life through action. Thank you, Dr. Chris.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.